throughout the course of the last number of months, there's been a huge upsurge in the number of potholes and roads right throughout West Tyrone. So on foot of that, we got a meeting with the West Tyrone chief and one of his top officials regarding this issue. Obviously, we had a very cold snap there recently, which has made the situation worse. We're also in a situation of a very constrained budget. But nevertheless, we put the speak in for the West. We highlighted the issue with the chief, and that was in the back of a meeting with Sinn Féin and the Permanent Secretary of the Department the previous day in Belfast. So we're making a very, very strong case for the road maintenance budget here in the West. And we're also making a very, very strong case on behalf of the people that this is a growing issue and people are very frustrated about it. And we're hopeful that this will add to the pressure to get the road sorted in the district.
Are you confident that those budgetary restraints that you mentioned can be overcome?
Yes, our road network is already under serious pressure. And unfortunately, as a result of cuts coming to the block grant from Westminster, which amount to £100 million per year for the last 7 years, we are in a very constrained budgetary environment. The North needs in the region of £43 million per year for road maintenance. But according to the budget outlook, which is currently out for consultation, and sorry, which closed just yesterday, the options which have been outlined are very, very bleak. It would leave a huge deficit. So we're making a very strong case for the West to get its fair share of the budget that is available. And obviously, you know, it's a huge issue in the area, but we're making it's important that the squads on the ground, the frontline workers, get the necessary resources to do the job.